You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
702 and Cape Talk, open line.
Anthony, good morning. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much, and thanks for a great show. I am Greek. I speak five languages, and I travel a lot. And I've never been to a five-star establishment anywhere in the world where the people in the front office of a hotel or any business don't speak the language of the country I'm in. I think of these guys in South Africa are just dressing up their racism. You know, no one, to tell somebody not to speak their mother tongue is the first way to oppress a person. I think South Africans have been far too polite and far too accommodating. I think we should have Tosa Fridays, where 702 is in Tosa. And if you don't understand what's going on, well, you better learn.
Oh, my goodness, so I better go Chinese off to school.
I learned Chinese because, guess what? In China, people speak Chinese, not because they're trying to alienate you. It's because that's what people speak. So I think that the language thing has been used in South Africa to oppress people. I think in the old South Africa, bilingualism meant you spoke Afrikaans, not English. So you'd have civil servants that couldn't speak a word of English, right? So I think black South Africans need just to own their language. I can't wait for my state president to stand up in parliament and speak in Zulu, because that's his mother tongue. Why should he speak in his fifth language? So I don't feel alienated.
Anthony Bezos, you are my hero. Drop mic, I can go home now. I mean, you've just said it all. I totally agree with you. It is blatant racism. But the lengths to which they go, Anthony, to rationalize it. Can you believe it? Some complicated dialectic here when the issue is simple.
I mean, it's like, you know, I'm embarrassed that I speak five languages. No one of them, not one of them is an African language. But like my kids live here. And they can't do Model C school Zulu. They must speak properly, because I want them to get on the bus and know what the hell is going on around them.
Yeah.
It's extremely alienating as a human being not to understand what's going on around you.
It's
Chinese.
And it is this weird belief that obviously black people who are speaking in their mother tongue are so bored that all they want to do is gossip about you the whole day. But no, they're plotting the revolution. They're plotting the revolution, and you may not know there's key detail there that you might not get. I mean, for goodness sake, do you think that we don't have enough time, that we have enough time to gossip the whole day about other people? You know, we need to be talking about what happened on Generations last night or on OPW.
No, I don't think people are worried about gossip, you see. I think that when people speak an African language in front of white South Africans are reminded of the fact that they have chosen to alienate themselves from the people that they live with. I don't think it's got anything to do with, I'm worried about you gossiping with me. It's a constant reminder that you are one of 11 minorities. Mm. And psychologically, we have not crossed that bridge. Every South African behaves like they're the majority. And we're not. We are 11, 12 minorities mushed together. And, you know, to consider somebody that doesn't speak English to kind of be conspiring against you, they're not. And they're not consciously trying to alienate you. They're just trying to say, you know, do you want sugar with your coffee? You know?
Anthony, I don't know you, but I love you. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for the service.
Absolutely. You know, Danae, I don't want to podcast that call. I want to bottle it. And it's just so beautiful. And hold it. And hold it dearly. I need a moment to sit with Anthony's thoughts. So we're going to take a spot break. I hope there's one left. Because I just wanted to, you know, to just hang in the air like a beautiful scent. And then the best we can do is to podcast it, because you can't bottle the sound. And let it travel. And play it to every single Becky in your life.